Framuth, Executive Director, Capital Region Development Authority. And I'll tell you what, the vaunted NCAA basketball tournament returns to an unlikely home in Hartford. That's right, Hartford's XL Center. And Michael, this is really going to be something, isn't it?
Yeah, we're looking forward to about 20 to 25,000 folks coming into town for it.
Oh, you know something? When I heard you were going to do this, and my partner as well, I said, by gosh, here we go again. Because you guys, and you really know what you're doing, and it's just going to be spectacular.
Yeah, it's going to be a good event. We're expecting about 3,500 room nights in hotels throughout the region. The restaurants are putting extra staff on. We've discounted parking for the events, and it'll run 3 days over the third weekend of the March.
Yeah, because we have the conference tournaments this week, then you have the selection week, so it's coming up in a couple of weeks. Michael, what's the ticket situation? I know we had a guest on here about this a couple of weeks ago, and he said the games were actually almost sold out. Is that still the case?
Yeah, pretty much. The single packages go for about $60, mm-hmm. and then the full three sessions go for between $250 and $300, depending on the seats. But
yeah.
We'll see some freeing up of tickets during the week, only because the teams that lose, they
sure.
bail on the tickets they bought for
yep.
the second session. So
yeah.
you get a little action as the teams start to play through the first day.
Now, it's been about 20 years, right, 21 years since Hartford, the XL Center downtown, hosted a men's
right.
hosted a men's
yep.
regional, right?
Yeah, actually, I think it was 98 last time it came through.
Okay.
We've done a lot of work on the building since. It helped us secure the bid this time. But UConn was a big ally in lobbying for this, and the folks at Spectra, which managed the building day in, day out, put together a very competitive package. Which was necessary to be up against some of the other arenas across the country.
Say, you know something, Michael, and when I heard this and knew that you and the whole gang were going to do this, and it was really, so many people said, Brad, it'll never happen, it'll never. I said, it's going to happen, and I said, this is just a part of the way Hartford is going to become. And you guys deserve the credit. There's no question about it. March Madness, it's going to be thrilling.
Well, it should be fun. It should be a fun weekend. And the bars and restaurants are gearing up. It should be a good time. And in between games, we're shutting down Platt Street to have a little party out there. So it'll be a good weekend for the city.
Yeah, and you know, Michael, the big thing, and I've been involved in college athletics. I presently am at another school. I've been for 15 or 20 years. And the big thing with especially March Madness is over and above the basketball, which is great basketball, men's and women's side. It's the television exposure, both for the teams, but for the host cities. And Hartford essentially is going to be on national television. You know, every game of the 64 team plus the play-ins, they're all on national television, and that's a great goal to get those games on. And you know, that's exposure that is literally worth millions of dollars for the city.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. It gives us an all-day play on Thursday, and
yep.
We'll be playing throughout Saturday as well. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's good coverage, and it's big TV time. This is the second biggest sporting event
annually,
so
tremendous.
TVs across the country are tuned.
Michael, when was this all? I mean, it was a surprise to many people. It truly, truly was.
Yeah, how long does this take to put together?
That's what I was just going to ask him.
It's actually been about 2 years.
Okay, that's not bad.
Wow.
Yeah, we started a couple of years ago putting in the bids for this round. They selected us prior to last season's round,
yeah.
And one of the requirements, frankly, is that you go out to the nearest arena the year before you have your session, just to get familiar with how the NCAA wants to run the buildings.
Yep.
So we knew about this last March. We went out to Pittsburgh, and we had a two-day session in Pittsburgh going through everything they were doing at their buildings, so that we brought them back here. And this year we'll be training, if you, quote-unquote, the next year's arenas team, so they'll be in town as well. to kind of going through our operations.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, and again, you know, this is not easy. People think, oh, they're just putting on a basketball name. No, no, no. I mean, I've been to these regionals for both hockey and basketball, and you've got multiple teams coming in to play. You've got game day operations, preparation operations, and as you said, you know, the folks at the area hotels are hustling with rooms, and the rooms have to be ready, and the transportation back and forth. This is a good crazy, but this is a crazy 3 or 4 days.
Oh, very crazy. Everything from the logistics of traffic during the business day to police coverage to parking lots to, as you say, hotel operations. It all gets choreographed, and you don't have just the teams. You have all their followers. Usually the parents and the alumni crowds.
Yep.
Depending if we get some teams that are relatively local within the Northeast,
mm-hmm.
we expect a lot more of that.
Yep.
They'll be staying over that Friday, so we need to queue up some events for that Friday day. We're doing some things at the Science Center and other places. And then we're also trying to link them into some other sporting activities in the greater region. So there's a lot of moving parts.
Absolutely.
Michael, you know, one of the things that is thrilling to so many people, including me, is there are people that are still saying, you know, Hartford's not going to make it, they're this and that. Let me tell you something. If you take the time to go around Hartford now in certain areas, the hotels are sold out, everything is going to come back, and it's coming back slowly but surely. And what you guys are doing is spectacular because it's national.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we've been working on it better part of 5 years now.
Wow.
I mean, people have been working on it for a lot of years, but I think in the last 5 years it's come together. There's a lot more folks living downtown. We pretty much absorbed all the empty space in buildings that had for many years sitting empty.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of motion that's beyond the XL Center, but the XL Center is important to all of it,
sure.
And this is one of the reasons you can see the building literally lights the town up when it's full.
And, Michael, listen, as time is short here, I'm going to give you an assignment here to work on for the next 5 or 6 years. This is great. You have the regionals. Let's get the final four in Hartford here. Let's get the final four. The heck with putting it in those big stadiums. Let's get the final four in the XL Center here. What do you think of that?
Can you do it?
I'll tell you what. That's a little bit more work than I thought.
can you imagine having to put that together versus whatever you're doing here? That's times 100. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that's a big event. That gets about 100,000 people.
Imagine that. We'll wedge them in somewhere. We can figure that out.
Okay.
Hey, Michael. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Fabulous
Michael
what you're doing, yep. Michael. I'll tell you that. It's a fabulous thing you guys are doing.
Yep. Great. Executive Director, Capital Regional Development Authority. Thanks, Michael.